Sure. So I think you mentioned a keyword right there that we, as a long-term investor and a strategic investor in this space, we have a certain luxury of not being seeking a specific exit horizon or a certain financial return within a certain time frame. And that allows us to view the risk profile of land-based farming, whether salmon or shrimp or new species, in a different lens than I think other investor types would. So we've always viewed, for example, biological risk or operating risk as acceptable risk factors to us. We know there will be ups and downs and bumps in the road. And with traditional aquaculture, it will for sure not have a linear path going from pilot scale and through revenue generation without any hiccups. So having that luxury allows us to take that view. So for us, it's always been, and even more so now, just financing risk in general. For the companies that we pay particular attention to. So in the five companies that we diligenced, we took an exceptionally strong look at the financing strategy of the companies, which up until now, I guess it's fair to say to a certain extent has been reliant on, let's call it the Nordic capital markets model, pioneered by Atlantic Sapphire, and more so than we did in the past. There's only one company in our portfolio which was fully financed for phase one of its operations, which made that particular hurdle obviously a lot easier for us to overcome in that case.
Right. And I guess something I was keen to ask you was, you know, as outsiders, we see a lot of the data from the publicly traded companies in Oslo. And that's sort of, I guess, what the outside world sees. Yourselves, I think there's one or two actual operating facilities in your portfolio. How do you look at it? Because you look at different data to the rest of us. Do you see a growing stability in these production systems? How does that look from where you are?
Well, I'd say yes and no. As you pointed out, some of the companies in our portfolio are listed today. So there are obvious legal and regulatory barriers in terms of information that they can provide to us. So it's not the case that we are insiders and privy to any other information than the market. Having said that, we have taken an approach within our portfolio that we would like to learn and contribute with our learning and know-how to the extent that we can. So for example, we do have a requirement or have had a requirement for our investors investments to establish so-called technical advisory committees, which are advisory bodies only towards the board and/or management, where we would like to have a role in that committee, and we, but not just for us, we also invite other stakeholders in the investor group and the technology provider, and people from management itself to use that body as an organ for making the right decisions in, for example, detailed engineering or operations.
Right, perfect. And I'm sure we'll return to that topic in the outside Q&A. On that note,